You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's top election officials say the former Madison City clerk acted unlawfully handling those ballots that went uncounted in November. They called her actions astonishing, and now the city may have to comply with new rules. Mary Beth Witzel-Bell was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year after 20 years as city clerk. Two members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Democrat Ann Jacobs and Republican Don Millis, conducted the six-month investigation. They found Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling the absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. The commissioners got the most critical when it comes to Witzel-Bell actions after those uncounted ballots were found. They say she did nothing as she was on vacation for a month after the election. They also say her deputy clerk did nothing. They said, quote, these ballots were treated as unimportant and a reconciliation nuisance rather than as the essential part of our democracy they represent, end quote. Commissioners say if Witzel-Bell had acted sooner, some of those ballots could have been counted. The report also includes seven new steps for the Madison City Clerk's Office to take to rectify those problems. The Clerk's Office has already implemented some new procedures at the direction of City Attorney Michael Haas, who's also the former administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He thanked the commission for its investigation, which he said the city fully cooperated with. He also says he has to review all the recommendations. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will vote on the report, recommendations for the City of Madison Clerk's Office, and guidance for clerks around the state 1 week from today. An update on that double homicide in Middleton. Outlets are reporting that the couple killed were a State Patrol Bureau director and his wife. Citing an email sent to staff, WISC reports they were the State Patrol Bureau of Transportation Safety director David Pabst and his wife Terry Pabst. The email from WSDOT Secretary Christina Boardman says Pabst was a member of the State Patrol for almost 40 years. In the email, Boardman said that Pabst always had a smile and kind words to share and was deeply committed to keeping people safe. The suspect and their deaths died by suicide in Vernon County after a standoff with authorities, according to the sheriff there. Meanwhile, law enforcement from all over Wisconsin are headed to Waukesha County to honor one of their own. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Preparations are underway for the funeral of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in an ambush June 26th. Visitation and funeral services will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a 10-mile processional to the Wisconsin Memorial Park. Officials expect a significant turnout and say the officer's final resting place, chosen by his family, overlooks a memorial honoring other public servants.
And later today, the UW Board of Regents will vote on proposed tuition increases. Tuition and fees would jump by up to 5% for undergrad resident students. That would bring the tuition at UW-Madison to almost $12,200. This would be the third year in a row of increased tuition. We'll have updates in tomorrow's newscast. And there's a new sculpture on Madison's east side. Mother and Child depicts a woman sitting cross-legged holding her baby. It's all done in bronze. It was made by Detroit artist and sculptor Austin Brantley. It's in the Darbo-Worthington neighborhood. It's right at the Starkweather Creek bike path bridge that goes over East Washington Avenue. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! Ball game! Frelick scores! And the Brewers win! They sweep the Dodgers!
Jackson Churio with his first career walk-off, and he makes
takes a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man. Just the culture, man. Just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about two-thirds of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun, and there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first two installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance, as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms possible with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.